To come here to the station with all the difficulties it entails to perform maintenance, we are motivated because we know our job is important, not only for us, but for every person who lives in Mexico City. And that if an earthquake occurs, we may save many lives.
The equipment is so delicate, it needs shielding from the subtropical sun. And Roberto must work fast.
The routine maintenance is done every 2 months. So every 2 months we come to look at each one of the parameters of the sensor equipment and the modifications in the tower. We measure the voltage parameters with the multimeter we have here with us.
The sensor passes the inspection. The electronic lookout faithfully mans its post. In the never-ending war with Mother Nature, Mexico City remains on the defensive. Ever alert. Never knowing when it will be forced to relive a nightmare. The day the earth shook. Most great cities are founded on rivers. Mexico City was founded on prophecy. On a swampy island, Aztec legend says, an omen appeared. An eagle perched on a cactus eating a snake. An omen to build. The Aztecs built Tenochtitlan, the city of dreams. Through the centuries, it survived Mother Nature's worst torments. Then, from across the sea, came a man-made disaster. Spanish conquistadors destroyed the city of dreams and built a new city in its place. Centuries later, disaster still arrives from the sea, the epicenter of Mexico City's biggest quakes.
Está temblando un poquitito. No se asusten, vamos a quedarnos. Les doy la hora.
September the 19th. 1985, just after 7 a.m., the city awakes to shattering news.